I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, as a group, Americans got poorer last quarter. A new Federal Reserve tally finds the net worth of U.S. households, which had been increasing as the financial crisis healed, turned around and dropped almost 3.5% as 2018 drew to a close. Well, how come? Well, Marketplace's Andy Euler explains what happened and what it says about the future of America's holdings.
Americans' net worth dropped $3.73 trillion last quarter. That's a ton of money. Daniel Ives, an equity researcher at Wedbush, says for stockholders, this feels a little too familiar.
There's still a lot of consumers that are traumatized from what we saw in 2008, 2009. And I think right now was a flashback.
He says many rich Americans are still heavily invested in stocks, so shifts in the market can take a heavy toll, but
the everyday American actually doesn't have vast holdings in the stock market.
That's Gary Painter, a political science professor at USC. He says less than 10% of households making under $50,000 buy stocks, so the effects on their worth will be minimal.
On the other hand, it sometimes can act as a signal for them about future uncertainty, and so people might start reacting by saving more or consuming less. If they hear that other people are worried, they might worry that it might actually impact themselves.
He says consumer confidence is still high, but if a decline in the market continues, that optimism could wane. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.